Again, I would like to thank everybody for supporting our ministry, and please continue to pray for us, especially me. It is not easy traveling without the children, and it's not easy traveling thinking of loved ones in the Philippines. So, but I pray, I thank the Lord that He is using. He is using us in the ministry, and it's not. Being in the ministry, I know the other missionaries know it. It's not very easy, but it's always fulfilling because we are serving the living God. And we thank God for all the victories that He allowed us to see. He allowed us to see in our ministry. And may God continue to use us mightily in the Philippines.
My life I give to You, O Lord. Use me, I pray. May I glorify Your precious name in all I do and say. Let me trust You in the valley dark as well as in the night, knowing You will always lead me. Your will is always right. I know God makes no mistakes. He leads in every path I take along the way that's leading me to home. Though at times my heart will break, there's a purpose in every change He makes. That others will see my life and know that God makes no mistakes. And then one day in heaven above, I see His dear face. May I then be counted faithful as a runner in this race. Now I'm trusting in the Savior to show me the way. In His righteousness He guides me as I seek to please Him day by day. I know God makes no mistakes. He leads in every path I take along the way that's leading me to home. Though at times my heart will break, there's a purpose in every change He makes. That other will see my life and know that God makes no mistakes.
Good evening to everybody. This is my hard time. I'm very nervous. I'm sorry, Richard, I don't know how to use this one. I'm
okay. Sorry.
That's American gadget, I don't know. I'm not using this one. I would like to thank the Lord for this opportunity to stand before you this evening. Thank you, preacher, for allowing us to come. And I am forever grateful to those American missionaries who came in our land and left their conveniency in America because God gave them vision. They looked not on their personal needs, but what they saw are souls without God. And because of the gospel that You brought to us, we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the true salvation and the real hope that everybody must have. Thank you so much. As we study our Bible, I would like to invite you to open our Bible in the book of Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 6, I'm sorry. Mark chapter 6, we will start reading on verse 30 up to verse 42. Mark chapter 6, verse 30 up to verse 42. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by sheep privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran a food thither out of all cities, and out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, and so much people, he was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was not far spent, his disciple came unto him, and he said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into a country round about, and into the villages, buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? And he said unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in rungs by hundreds, by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and break the loaf, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 pieces divided he among them all. And they did all eat, and were filled. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, thank you so much for this day that we can gather together to worship thee. I pray, O God, that you help me and give me wisdom. You know my limitation, O God. I pray that the people understand what is in my heart and what is the message that you want us to hear. Lord, please help me, O God. Touch your heart and be with us, O God. Let the Holy Spirit be upon us and give me liberty to preach thy word. Lord, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight, the message that I would like to share to us, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Please bear with me if you did not understand me well. But I'm very thankful for all of you Americans because for your understanding. I know every time I speak, you did not understand me well. But you are always, uh-huh. You say, uh-huh. And then you act like this one. But I know you did not understand me well. But I'm very thankful for your understanding. I hope that this message that will become a blessing. I'm trying. But I just want to put all of my words that I want to say to you in my paper in order to understand. But I pray that this message will become a blessing. The title, Nothing is Impossible with God. We know when Christ came in this earth, he did a lot of things in miracle. The passage that we read in the story of the feeding of the 5,000 men. This story is a simple, but I pray that they may become a blessing for each of us. There are 3 things that I would like to share. First, the problem. The second is the panic. The third is the provision. Now, let's go now to study. Number 1, the problem. If you look on verse 31, you will notice many coming and going. On verse 34, much people. In this story, Jesus was with his disciple and with 5,000 men, plus their wives and their children who wanted to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. But maybe at the dinner time, they saw that they have a big problem. In verse 35 and verse 36, the disciples come to Jesus because they see a big problem. There is just so much people and everybody is hungry. Probably you will see children crying. You will you will hear people murmuring or complaining because they are hungry. People are fighting and each other because everybody loses their temper because of starvation. There you and I see that there is a big problem going on. The big problem is that there are so many people to feed and that they do not have food to feed these people. Sometimes we tend to focus in looking at the big problem that we cannot see the big solution. God will always have the solution in whatever problem we have. Before I came back to your country, I realized a big need of our ministry. Along with the expansion of the work is the expansion of the need as well. In our ministry, God has given me a vision that by the year 2020, our goal is to have at least 10 village churches around in our area. Because in our area, we have 29 barangays. We have 29 towns where 90,000 people. It is very densely populated. Over 200 people each Sunday attend in our church. But many more than that one to come cannot travel that far. We do not have the means of transportation or the money for gas to bring in everyone who comes to our church. Our vision is to plant 10 village churches throughout Urani in strategic location so that the most people will be able to walk to church. Since many people cannot come to our church, it is our vision to bring our church to the people. This is so important because there are no other Bible teaching, gospel preaching church in Urani. There are many cults. There are many churches, but there are many cults. They are not teach grace through faith in Christ. In our country, Roman Catholicism is the most dominant religion in our country because the Spaniard colonized us for 400 years. The Catholic Church, they have so many saints inside. They have their specialization like doctors. We have St. John, St. Peter, St. Paul, and soon they will have Saints Ogi. They idolize Mary so much. They believe that if they pray Mary, Mary will tell you about it. And Jesus will not reject Mary because she is her mother. And then also we have a Black Nazarene. Every year they celebrated it. Catholics from all over the Philippines gathered to celebrate peace. They believe that if they wipe their handkerchief in the image, they will be healed from any sickness they have. Millions of people gather and sometimes people die because of suffocation. Because everybody wants to touch the image. And then we have a traditional belief. The Filipino, they want to imitate what the Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross. They're wiping their body and they're hurting themselves. Carrying the cross will cleanse because they believe they cleanse their sin. They literally nail on the cross because they are sincere in what they are doing. But they are sincerely wrong because the Bible is very clear. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, He is faithful and just to forgive us for all our sins. And we don't need to hurt ourselves. We don't need to nail our body on the cross. But people, they do that. They are sincere. And then we have another Catholic and we have another second largest denomination in our country. We call it Iglesia ni Cristo. Iglesia ni Cristo, in English, Church of Christ. Church of Christ here and the Church of Christ in the Philippines is totally different. Church of Christ in the Philippines, they deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have a third one. They live in the southern part of the Philippines. And then the name of their group is the Kingdom. And the founder of that group is Apollo Cabuloy. He is a Filipino. If the Iglesia ni Cristo deny the Lord Jesus Christ, this guy, he claimed he is the Christ. He has a television, 24 hours, no commercial break. He has a private jet. He has a helicopter. He is a millionaire. He traveled many countries. He preached there. And he preached. And I saw on the television, you know what is he preaching? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you believe me, you will be saved. And then he said, I am the way. I am the Messiah. I am the appointed Son of God. And that's what he's teaching. And that is not true. Because the Bible is very clear. Jesus died on the cross and rose on the third day. He is our Savior. And there is no other Savior on this earth. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Not him. This is why our vision is so important. We need many churches to reach 90,000 people. They are hungry. They are responsive to the gospel. They are not enough churches to accommodate them. Our prayer is that we lay this vision in your heart to reach people of Rani. And we are praying for 300 who will support for a pastor, for his family for a month. And we are also praying for 15,000 who will buy a plot of land, church, and the parsonage. And we are praying for that. But I'm very thankful because God answers our prayers. Now we have three village churches that are existing aside from one that I started the year 2000. As the village churches are adding, so are the workers of the church, men surrendering their lives to be a pastor of one village churches. I do not realize my future problem of feeding these people who wants, giving allowance for their family and need of its village churches. Really, the church is growing. And I praise the Lord for what is happening. And I pray, Lord, I know you have given all this victory in my ministry. I know that there is a provision for the need. Along with this burden is my prayer to God to take back to your country, to share you the burden that God's people who are willing to help me. In this story, when the Lord Jesus saw the people hungry, he see it and he feel it. He for sure has the burden for these people. Now, second is the panic. The disciples said, send them away. Buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. But Jesus said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they began to panic. Because how can they feed 5,000 men plus women and their children when they do not have anything? There are times when we see problems, trials, trouble in our life, we panic. We tend to forget that God is with us. When my wife and I arrived at your port of entry, I was expecting to have 6 months to stay here in your country. I have thought of the way to travel here and there to all of my supporting churches, thinking that I will have enough time to update all of my friends and share the things that is going on in my ministry. But after the port of entry stamped at my passport, I was not expecting to receive 3 months to stay. That October 14, I have to be back in the Philippines. He cut my time into half that I have to double my time in traveling. The truth is, I thought of our plane ticket first. Always and every time we come back to your country, we just trust on the Lord's provision for our plane ticket. Most of the time, we just loan our money thinking to pay it back through our love gift. At the same time, raising funds for our fellow servant of God. My fellow servant of God who are not able to come here and raise funds for themselves. We have young people who wants to come and study in the Bible college. And there are young ladies who surrender for full-time service for children ministry. I thought of every need of our church, every servant of God who needs to have a decent allowance and church for their own. But what will I do? Will I just quit? Will I just panic? As a human, yes, I admit that there is a panic. Because we are now in the second level of our ministry. Men and women in our church surrendering their lives to serve the Lord in the ministry. But what will I do? Will I reject them because of I do not have enough support to feed them, to house them, and give at least their basic needs? When they tell you that they wanted to serve the Lord in the full-time service, my friends, I see their burning desire to serving the Lord. I have a village church's pastor. He is a plumber. He is an electrician. He has a skill, but we do not have job because there is no available work. What he does at this present, he walks and walks and pick up junk bottles, can, anything he can see in the road. He in the dump site, and at the end of the day, he sell all the junk shop, to have at food of their table. As the man who is training him, it breaks my heart. I do not want to see one of my pastor picking up in the dump site. There is nothing wrong with what he is doing, but I think as a servant of God, I feel that he deserves more than that. That is why God laid their burden to my heart, to raise additional support to be able to support them. They move in the parsonage. They being trained and being thought about the ministry. And I asked the Lord, how can they help them financially? Their family serving with them. Some of ones to enroll in the Bible college. In this story, became a blessing to me on verse. In this story, we see the panic of the disciple. They've forgotten that the work that they are doing is not the work, but the work of the Lord. I have forgotten that the work that I'm doing is not my work, but the work of the Lord. This story became a blessing to me on verse 37. Jesus said, give them to eat. I had so many questions that I forgotten that my Lord is on my side, that he will always be there to provide, to give 5,000 people to eat. If God leads you to do something, then he will take care of it. If God's lead me to a vision for the year 2020, I know God will take care of it. No matter how much time I have here in my deputation, whatever the consul give me more time or not, whether there are many meetings or few, I know that God is control of everything. I do not need to panic. I do not need to worry, because there is our God who is always on our side. The third is the provision. On verse 41 up to verse 42, they did all eat and were filled, more than 5,000 men, plus women, and their children were fed. They will see the provision of the Lord. When you lead you to do something, do it, because he will always be there to provide. One time I attended a mission conference, and this is my first time to attend a mission conference in Buffalo Ridge. Then I heard one American preach, and he said in his preaching, if God give you a vision, God give you a provision. And that statement, I will never forget it. And then he used a lad to provide the need. This showed that God can use ordinary people for his provision. God can use anybody, regardless of his status or color of the skin. Regardless how big or small, you can contribute God's work. God can use you, anybody. God does not need our ability, but our availability. In John chapter 6, verse 11, notice the last phrase, as much as they would. They were not just to fed, but they had as much as they could. On verse 30, how many loaves have ye, Jesus, he said. Sometimes we think we are limited to what he has given us. We prove in our lives personally that God will always be faithful to us. In the ministry, there are a lot of challenges, but there is always being faithful to us. In the ministry, there are a lot of challenges, but there is always a provision, a solution for us. I share to you that we have a time that we do not food to eat, but God never left us. There is always a provision for his people. One time when we are starting in the ministry, my wife told me that we have nothing on the table to eat. I pray and continue to work for God. I went out and do visitation. And when I went back home, my wife was cooking. She told me that one of our members of our church went to our home and brought rice for us. And another came and he brought fish for us. What is a very good testimony for God's provision? He used ordinary fishermen to bring food for us. Not a rich man, not a famous man, to provide food for his servant. Our people earning about $2 to $3 a day. Not a rich man. But I'm very thankful because God always provides for us. I'm always comparing your country in our country. Please bear for me. because this is my third time to visit in your country. When I visit, I have not seen some of difference, but I understand your economy. But every time you have a problem about your economy, also in our economy is also down and down and down. But because this is my third time, I saw until now, and I said to myself, God is always continue to bless this nation. Yeah. Because I'm always comparing, because obviously I'm living in the other part of the world. When we talk about the materialism, we have a lot of things that we need to thank for. Yeah. I saw your car, different car. You're small, big, and truck, different color. And if you talk about the house, you have different kinds of house. And your house is so beautiful. And you have a different rooms, dining room, guest room, kitchen room, guest room. And every time we go, I saw that there are a lot of rooms. Because in the Philippines, there is only one room. All our kitchen is there. All our bedroom is there. Yeah. And most of the time, in our area, there are four families live in one house. And then your food here, it's great. I love American food. The first time I came here, my waistline is 26, but now I'm getting bigger and bigger because of your food. You have plenty of food here. You have your hamburger here is not small, are small. But your hamburger is so big. Your pizza is not small, are so big. You have a large chicken and different kind of variety of plenty of food. We have lots of food. Yeah. You have a vegetable, and we have meat, and we have kinds of dessert. Oh, my. God continue to bless you. Now, comparing our country, we don't have like that. Your microphone, I don't know how to use it. But I'm very thankful. I have a privilege to use this kind of microphone. Your everything here, it's great. God continue to bless you. Now, I know that God gave me 3 months, but I'm very thankful because God knows everything. God give us a provision. We have a purpose why we are here, why we are traveling. There are churches that promise us to give us one village building church. 3 churches, 2 in Tennessee, 1 in Virginia, and that is the blessing. We are more than 1 month here, but there are some churches are promised us. And then he said, Brother Augie, we will build one building, the vision that God gave you. And we are very happy. God give us a provision. Friends, this is very simple story. When we are in the middle of trouble, we must not panic. For there will always a provision that is waiting for us. Jesus said, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Anything you can do to help people come to Christ will be rewarded by God. God will multiply your blessing to you because nothing is impossible with God. Thank you, preacher, for allowing us to preach and to share our ministry. Thank you so much. Thank you for every one of us. Thank you.
God bless you. We're not going to have any singing tonight. Just going to play through something softly. I'm telling you, God's all over this man. I'm telling you, I'm glad our faith promise money is going to a man like this. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, let's just all bow our heads and close our eyes. If you feel led just to get up and come talk to God, if you just want to come talk to the Lord, just come on. Just come on. Come talk to God. Get up off the seat. Let's talk to the Lord. Talk to God about it. What a blessing. All these precious missionaries. Every one of them has been a blessing. Amen. There's still time for you. Come on. Let's talk to the Lord about it. You say, I don't ever come forward. Well, do something out of the ordinary. Do something out of the ordinary. Let's talk to Jesus. She's playing through. If you're still seated, I'd like you to look this way just a moment. Brother Avalon was preaching and talking about America. I'll tell you, the thought that just compressed up my heart is shame on us. Shame on us. We complain when the hamburger's not fried exactly the way it needs to be. Here's a man who's serving God day by day, relying on Jesus. I'll tell you, I'm honored to be in the presence of you missionaries. I mean it, every one of you. The Lord's used you in a great way. We give Him the glory. God's been good to us, folks. The Lord Jesus has been precious to us. You say, Jody, why has He done that? Well, one reason is the way this country was founded. Because He's been in the forefront down through the years. Trying to put Him in the backdrop. But that doesn't mean you need to in your family. Could it be that God's blessed our country so we can help build churches in the Philippines, in Chile, in Brazil, in England, in Africa? Times like this, I wish I had all the money in the world. But I know somebody who does. You say, Jody, what are we supposed to do? I don't know yet, but I know this. I'm seeking God. As your pastor, I'm seeking God. God, whatever He wants us to do, that's what we want to do. And I want you missionaries to know, I've made this my prayer. God, if You show us what to do, we'll do it. If He'll show us, we'll do it. I've been blessed this week. Praise the Lord. We're in the presence of greatness. I'm talking about the Lord, the Holy Spirit. These precious missionaries giving their life to God, and the Lord is using them, speaking to me. You've ministered in my heart this week. The Lord has ministered through you. My heart's on fire right now. I like that. God gets a hold of the pastor, He might get a hold of the church, you know. He's shaking me up tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory. Can you just imagine, honestly, can you just imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? You walk through those gates, and there stands the blessed Son of God, the one who died for you. And I'm telling you what He's speaking to me about. Jody, what are you doing for me? Oh, my. And I want to have part in all of it, don't you? You say, Jody, can we have part in all this? You better believe it. You better believe it. Oh, I don't know what to do, Brother Gary. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what to do. I don't know if you feel what I feel tonight. I know it's not all feelings, but I feel the blessed Holy Spirit in my soul tonight. He's just ministering. Amen. I want all these missionaries, if you wouldn't mind, to come up here with me, all of you, your families, all of you, all you missionaries here, the ones that we've invited to come. I want you to come. It'll be a blessing to you. Just come up here on the platform with me, if you don't mind. your children, all of you. There's so many things that we could do for these precious missionaries. And what we're about to do is very, very small. Very small. Compared to what they're giving their life to do. We've tried to take care of them this week. I believe they've enjoyed it and they're very appreciative. We sent out a wish list, and a lot of times we wish we could get it all, get all the things on the wish list, but even though we're not able to do that, we want to do what we can. Tonight I'd like for, just bring me one thing at a time if you don't mind, Brother Gary. We have right here a laptop and a laptop case. And this is something that we want to give to Brother Graham. Where's Brother Graham at? Brother Graham, this is a new laptop, a laptop case for you. God bless you. Love you. No doubt about it. Amen. We got another one coming here. This one is for Brother Jason and your ministry, and a new laptop case. So God bless you, buddy. Love you. Appreciate you. Glory. I'm feeling good tonight. This laptop here is for Brother Augie. Where you at, brother? This is for you, my friend. New laptop case. We hope you get that for customers. We love you. Amen. We thought this would be fitting for Brother Paul Pritchard. It's called a Rebel camera. This is one of those cameras that he said he really needed. I don't even know what these things are, but this will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
And Mrs. Mineta, sometime tonight, I want to get a picture of him holding this up where the word Rebel is standing right in front of him. These next two here, Brother Philip Pritchard wrote down some things, and even though we're not able to get the whole thing, unless some of you all want to step to the plate and take care of the rest, amen, but he wrote down a sound system. So we're going to be giving towards this, brother, at least $5, okay? So all we've got tonight is just a picture, because surely you will probably want to get it when you're over there. Love you. If you want to know some more things that he might need to get the whole thing, then you just come see us and we'll help that out. And then brother and Mrs. Levi Mullins, they're needing some luggage. So we've decided not to get it for you, but we're going to get it for you, okay? And this will be a complete luggage set for them, and all these kind of things. And we'll give you money towards this. That should be more than sufficient, I trust, to get you this brand new luggage system, whatever you're doing there. This is just a small token of our appreciation, and we've got honorariums for them. We've given them bags. We've sent them shopping. But I'll be honest with you, in all of this is not my favorite time. My favorite time is getting ready to happen. What I'd like you to do, I'd like for all of you missionaries, if you can, to try to just cram on this side over here just a moment. If you can just kind of just cram over here just a moment. We got something special that I hope you don't know about. This is my favorite time of the entire conference. Now, we got all day Sunday. We've got tomorrow for the banquet. Maybe you didn't realize this, but our children have been working and earning money and gathering pennies and dimes and nickels and quarters, and they all have a little bank. And we started this last year, and I'm going to do it again. We're training them. They're going to come in just a moment, and they're going to come to your feet. Now, I'm not talking about up here, just in just a moment, I'm going to have you just kind of step up just here. And they're going to come right here and put their piggy bank with their money at your feet, because we're trying to train our children that these are the real heroes. The real heroes are not on the ball courts, not on the football field, not on the baseball diamond. Right here is the ones we want our children to look up to. Amen. So if you're a child and you have a bank, if you missionaries would just kind of step up just a minute. If you have a bank, would you stand to your feet? If you're a child, you have a bank all over. Look at these kids. Isn't this precious? And all of you kids, I want you to step out right now. And I want you to come and put your piggy bank right here at the feet of these missionaries. Now stay up here with us now, all these kids. I want you to stay here with us. Don't go back to your seat. Just stay right here. Stay right here. All these kids are bringing. Now, this is money that our kids have been earning. There's my baby girl bringing hers. Isn't that precious? No doubt about it. Jayla? Oh, you're going to keep your bank yourself? Bring your bank right here and set it right up there, sweetheart, okay? Right over there. Or right there would be fine, okay? Set that down right there. Now, what I'd like Mrs. Mineta to do, if you don't mind, I'd like for all of you kids to get as close to him as you can, okay? Get as close to him as you can, and Mrs. Mineta is going to get some pictures. Now, I'll be honest with you, is this not precious or is it not, folks? Now, this is what it's all about, and this is precious. And all of you missionaries, we're going to try to get you a copy of this picture, okay? We'll need your information to know where to send it. That'll be a great thing. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Amen. Hannah, if you'd like to get the picture here. You want your kids in here? That'd be great. Any other kids? Any other kids? If you want your kids up here in this picture, send them on up. Send them on up. That'd be good. You don't mind this, do you? Do you got problems, right? This is my favorite time of the whole conference. This is a blessing. Miss Mineta, we've got three more children coming there. Great. That is precious. Oh, isn't that great? I don't mind standing beside Brother Augie. I think he and I look alike. What do you think?
It's good for me.
Thank you very much. God bless you, children. You can be dismissed. And what we're going to do is just divide these up and so on. And all these missionaries, aren't you glad they're here with us? Amen. This is faith promise, folks. It's what it's about. And the more that comes in, the more we can give, the more missionaries we can take on, the more parts of the world that we can reach and all these different kind of things. Let me just give you some things to remember for tonight. I remind you now, right after this service, all these missionaries will be over in the gymnasium. Their displays are over there. Tonight, we are featuring England pastries. Amen. And tonight, children, if you have your passport, if you don't have it, they're still available, but if you have them tonight, the two countries that you're going to get stamped are the countries of Chile. That's Brother Jason Holt. Brother Jason, if you'll just kind of wave your hand so the children know who you are. And England, that's Mr. Levi Mullins. Mr. Levi, if you'll just raise your hand and all this. Let me remind you that Sunday night, every child that has all eight stamps, we have a special treat for you Sunday night. What is it? Not going to tell you, okay? All these kind of things. I hope you're glad you came tonight. I'm glad I came. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've been here. What we're going to do, Brother Gary, Brother John, if you all can just escort the missionaries over to the gymnasium, if you wouldn't mind to do that. Please take your laptops, take it all with you there, and we'll take care of the banks here in just a moment. That'll be a good thing, all right? Very, very, very good. Let me remind you about the banquet tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You be here in a great, great, great number, and that'll be a good thing. All right? All right. Let's all stand together. Please stay with us, even if you've got somewhere else to go. If you're going to a high school football game now, thank you for waiting until now, and so on. But just go through the gymnasium, grab you a pastry, say God bless you, especially Brother Jason Holt and his family, Brother Augie and his wife. They will not be with us tomorrow, okay? Please go by and tell them how much of a... Weren't they a blessing? I mean, honestly, folks, what a blessing. This is the heartbeat of God, and we're excited about it, all right? Let's pray together, and we can be dismissed. I'm going to ask Brent just to come on up here, if you don't mind. He turned 16 today, and we're working with him and all these kind of things. The Lord may call this young man to preach. I don't know. That's up to the Lord, right? And I want him to lead us in a word of prayer and thank God for this great service. Okay? Go ahead.
Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this wonderful day you gave us, God. I thank you for all the missionaries that come out to be with us, dear God. Thank you for all the testimonies and what a blessing they've been to us. And we pray for the ones that are leaving us a safe travel, dear God. And be with us the rest of the week with the mission, the diner tomorrow and Sunday. Finish up the conference and be with us as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.